So today, in this first conversation of this wonderful series of conversations that are all about deciding for your good, we want to make it short and sweet, direct and to the point. First and foremost, you are the creator of your reality. You're sitting at the center of the physical universe that is your playground that you have come here to enjoy and to revel and bask in. You may have forgotten this, which is fine, and you may forget it again, which is also fine. But the bottom line is that you're here in this magnificent, wonderful place to enjoy what you have created and to continue the creation, which is inevitable, whether you're on board with it logically or intellectually or not. You're here for the delight of the creation. You're here for setting the intention and then walking into the magical manifestation of what you have pulled into your reality through the power of your desire. Now, when we say pulled into, we don't mean pulled as in sort of tugging and yanking and efforting. No, we just mean through the power of your desire, you've decided, yeah, this is what I will have. It may sound overly simplistic or rather contrary, but the sun actually does rise on your behest, and it does set because it is your desire for it to fall behind the horizon. The days can be as long or as short as you want them to be. Your experience can be as delicious or not as you choose. When you don't like something and you say, well, I'm not having this and it doesn't work for me and I want it to go away and I want to get rid of it, you're just gluing it in place. But when you decide for your good, magical things begin to happen. One of the things that happens is when you decide for your good, what you're doing is essentially dropping the resistance to what you have created and letting yourself have what it is that you already have. And then essentially taking your own magic wand, which is just simply the power of your thought and your capacity to make a decision, waving it in the air and saying, this is good, and this is good, and this is good, and this is good. So throughout this series of conversations, we're going to be speaking about this, about the application of this idea, a very simple idea, but often overlooked. Your ability to just simply decide for your good and quite literally transform what you see, hear, perceive, and by extension, what you create more of. Now, the decision for your good is also your willingness, and we're not saying you have to do this, but it is your willingness to see what you have created as being beneficial and helpful, to drop the idea, just walk away from it. You don't have to do anything with it. Just let it go on its own way away from you. The idea that there must have been something that you did wrong in order to get here if you don't like what you're having. It's important to remember that you are the creator of your reality, that you are an extension of unconditional love. Unconditional love. You yourself, you who you are an extension of unconditional love, and you're quite amazing. And what you're creating is quite amazing. And what you have is quite amazing. And it's actually quite astounding to see yourself here in the midst of all of this, having it. Now we can see it, and if you're willing to, you can see it. But the bottom line is very simple. All that's going to happen here is you're simply going to be giving yourself the gift of noticing how wonderfully powerful everything is that is happening around you, and that it is all happening to your benefit and on your behalf. Deciding for your good is the willingness to walk away, to let it go, to let it walk out of your life, this idea that you are to blame for anything. Now, we understand the merit. It's logical, and it has a certain underlying protective quality for you to be willing to stand up and say, yep, that's my fault. And you know, that's actually not what we're talking about here. You can stand up and say that till the cows come home. Your words, however, are not the same as your thoughts. You can use your words to amplify your thoughts, You can use your words to denigrate your thoughts, but they're not the same. Words spoken arise from thoughts sunk. And so when you are saying, yep, I'm to blame for that, I did that, it's my fault, that may actually bring you relief. Because what we're not talking about here in deciding for your good is what you say. We're not even really talking about what you do, although we will be talking about both and the application of this idea to what you say and what you do. But for today, we stay focused on the thoughts that you think. And when you realize that you are vast and that you contain all the conflicting thoughts that you have about this versus that, or that versus this, or this, 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 and this versus that, 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 and that, all of those things are very much happening for your benefit. The denial of your majestic nature is really what is about, what this conversation is about, and what has brought these thoughts to the table. Not all of you do this, and you don't do it all of the time. You do it in some ways and not in others. Some ways you're willing to just step back and let the universe of your thoughts show you how amazing you are and how amazing it is to be here where you are, surrounded by your creations. These may sound like lofty ideals and lofty words and very interesting aspirational things to someday achieve, but they're not. This is perhaps one of the most practical conversations we will ever have with you. Because deciding for your good is something you can do right now. And if nothing else, you can just simply say, I don't really understand what any of this means. And that may be one of the most powerful decisions for your good that you ever make. That thought that you're going to step back and let these gifts that you're giving yourself reveal themselves to you is a very, very powerful, very magical, and very wondrous idea indeed. And that may be the best place to begin, with your thoughts. I don't really understand what these thoughts mean. And that's not a statement of confusion. That's a statement of simply realizing that if it doesn't feel better, you don't understand what it means. If it doesn't serve you, you don't understand what it means. Because when you are in the experience that you're having, and you look at yourself and you say, well, this isn't right, I'm not doing it right, this can't be right, this isn't good, I've done it wrong, they're doing it to me, it's happening again, this thing that I don't like, you really don't understand what those thoughts are, because if you did understand them, you wouldn't truck with them. You would simply let them walk out the door. You wouldn't hold on to them and give them any value. If you truly understood that pain, emotional pain, distress, discomfort, are indications that a thought that you are thinking is not true and is not yours and is not something you want to hold on to, you would never entertain those sorts of ideas again. You'd just let them walk right through. They're going to come through. That you have them is not the point. That you hold on to them is the point. But today, in this moment, right now, you can simply decide for your good by just simply thinking the thought about any idea that you don't like. I don't know what this means. I don't know what this means. The one last thing we want to say here at this conversation here today is this. If you think that developing the psychological capacity to analyze your thoughts and to deduce their source, to decide what they mean, is a powerful skill, we don't disagree with you. But the master always knows when to walk away from the project, from the tool, from the goal, from the underlying idea that no longer serves. That's actually what mastery in many ways is all about. Every one of you actually is a master of your thoughts. You tend to dilly and dally a lot more with thoughts that you don't like because you think your job as a responsible person who has to pay off the insurance, the protection racket, again and again and again, is to understand what you're doing wrong so that you can do something better. After all, you've spent most of your life being taught this, and there's very good reasons for it. But your mastery, which already exists within you, that you can decide for now, will tell you again and again and again and again and again that there's really nothing in any idea that you want that feels worse. And everything that you want feels better. And you can have this experience, you can have this awareness, you can know that this is the case by just simply remembering right now that if there's a thought that you don't like, you don't really know what it means. Because if you did, you wouldn't entertain it. You would just let it walk right out the door. You wouldn't sit it down and give it a cup of coffee and a couple of cookies. You would just let it walk right out the door and go on its merry way. So today we want to end this conversation by saying that thing that is so much our delight to say again and again and again. That no matter where you are or what is happening, no matter how you got here, one of the most powerful ways that you can decide for your good is to remind yourself the underlying truth of all things, that all is well. And that statement is not an affirmation, it's not an aspiration. It's simply true. All is well, and as good as all of this is, and it is, if you will notice, quite amazing, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.